What's not there is telling. We visited Stratford-upon-Avon, toured Shakespeare's house, watched the Royal Shakespeare Company perform Julius Caesar in the Royal Shakespearean Theatre. I vaguely remember the grave of Jane Austen, but Piccadilly Circus is gone completely from my memory. For reasons I can't explain, nothing in jolly old England left us as hearty an impression as the bombed-out hulk of Coventry. For a moment, the Battle of Britain was more than a grainy newsreel or a whole album of old black and whites. There, Coventry Cathedral stands open air, a ruin that, despite its shambles, outperforms a dozen museums at telling unforgettable stories. I don't know that I ever felt closer to World War II than I did at Coventry Cathedral. But it's not just the war that halts speech. If you're born and reared in a church, a ruin seems a special sacrilege because you stand at the confluence of dreams on one hand, those aspiring cathedral walls, and a nightmare on the other, the brokenness of war all around. Any church in ruin is a sepulcher. Even if no human being is buried beneath, when you stand inside broken walls, nothing but sky above, it's impossible not to say that something alive has gone. Now, it may be a little silly for a tiny Kansas town to let their old cathedral ruins stand, utterly disrobed, as if Greenbush, Kansas were Coventry, England. But somehow, it isn't. Greenbush is less of a town than a momentary interruption on endless Kansas prairie. Winston Churchill never visited St. Aloysius Church. No buzz bombs fell in the neighborhood. No Luftwaffe laid waste the limestone blocks church members had quarried from nearby Hickory Creek to build the place. It was a prairie storm, what insurance companies used to call an act of God, that brought down St. Aloysius. But there it stands, in ruin, yet not so, its silence still speaking. And St. Aloysius has its own history. Legend has it that right there where those walls stand, a Jesuit priest on his way to the Osage Mission hid under his saddle during an 1869 thunderstorm. The weather was so wild that night that Father Philip Colleton made a deal with God, lest he get struck himself by some errant bolt of fire. "Lord," he must have uttered, scared to death, "save me and I'll build a church right here at this very spot." So he did. That church was wood and was silly, really, there being no one within a day's walk, the whole neighborhood having been placed off limits to white settlement. But a promise is a promise, so Father Philip Colleton determined. So he held up his end and built a place of worship. Nothing gaudy, no frills in that foxhole contract. 10 years later, when the neutral strip set up as a barrier between white folks and the Osage disappeared, white folks homesteaded the region and found, to their delight, a little church already there. The church Colleton owed God. Even though Great Plains history includes nothing like the Battle of Britain, life in rural Kansas can be downright dangerous because in 1871, yet another lightning storm brought down Colleton's little frame church. And when the good folks of Greenbush took a look at those ruins, they determined, in typical small-town fashion, their next church would be bigger than any other in the county. So they began mining limestone for a second church. A French stonemason did the exacting detail work. The rest of the community did the heavy lifting. The church was dedicated in 1881. Now stay with me here. That church is the one you can't help but notice when you're on Old Mission Road. That's the church in ruin, itself destroyed by yet another lightning storm, this one a century later in 1988. That's the church that begs comparison with the cathedral at Coventry, England. And those are the ruins that sit ominously along Mission Road, ruins that somehow still inspire. But then, sometimes, silence speaks just as walls do. Out in Kansas, just like here on the edge of the Great Plains, sometimes what's not there is all you can see. But then, sometimes, nothing is really something.
Broken windows and empty hallways, A pale dead moon in a sky streaked with gray. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's gonna rain today. Scarecrows dressed in the latest styles, with frozen faces to keep love away. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's gonna rain today.